Good evening and welcome to this very late edition of Reflection on this 12th Sunday after Pentecost, proper 17 year C. My apologies for this late version. After a morning at church ending at 2 o'clock, we had our final service in the celebration of 150 years of the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago, an awe-inspiring act of worship with a very brilliant sermon by the Archbishop of the West Indies, the Most Reverend Howard Gregory. Make sure you catch that sermon on YouTube. I welcome you to Reflection this evening and our readings for today, Jeremiah chapter 2 verses 4 to 13, Psalm 81, the letter to the Hebrews chapter 13 verses 1 to 8 and 15 to 16, and the Gospel of Luke chapter 14 verse 1 and verses 7 to 14. Let us pray. The Lord is here, His Spirit is with us. We need not fear because His Spirit is with us. We are surrounded by love, for His Spirit is with us. We are immersed in peace because God's Spirit is with us. And so we rejoice in hope, for His Spirit is with us. And we travel in faith, because God's Spirit is with us. Lord, so great, so high, so holy, we lift our hearts to give you glory. Father, so gentle, so understanding, so full of grace, we raise our voices and declare that you are worthy. Holy Spirit, so mighty, so overwhelming, so empowering, we seek your presence and desire your infilling. We long to offer worship that is not focused on ourselves, nor on our needs, but on your glory. Lord, your love holds us, heals us, and renews us. We adore you here and everywhere, now and forever. Amen. Lord, we come as your people, made one in Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. We remember that you meant us to live in harmony with you and with each other. Break down the barriers we erect against each other and remove the difficulties we encounter as we approach a deeper trust, peace and love between us. We ask that together our prayers and our praise may draw us closer together and bring joy to the heart of our God. Amen. And we have the hymn CPWI 234, a different version of O God, our help in ages past.
Oh,
We pray the collect for Purpose 17, followed by our collect for Independence Day, and then our parish prayer. Lord of all power and might, the author and giver of all good things, graft in our hearts the love of your name, increase in us true religion, nourish us with all goodness, and bring forth in us the fruit of good works. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our collect for Independence Day. O God, our Father, whose will it is that your people should live in ordered societies, inspire the people of this nation with the spirit of justice, truth, and love, and so guide our leaders and all who make decisions on our behalf, that they may direct our affairs in righteousness and peace, that we may live in peace and harmony, and to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Taking God for Granted. Taking God for Granted. The first great commandment demands that we place our relationship with God as our number one priority. It states, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength." We are called to have a strong desire for a relationship with God, recognizing that our relationship with God influences all our other relationships, our relationship with ourselves and our relationship with others. Our Old Testament lesson today reminds us that we should never take our relationship with God for granted. It requires always our undivided attention, for it is so easy to succumb to the temptations of the world, the flesh, and the devil, that our relationship with God becomes distorted and we fall back into our old evil ways. The prophet Jeremiah reminds the people of his day about the early days of their covenant relationship with God. The relationship is characterized as a marriage. Israel was a devoted and loving bride, and the Lord was a faithful husband who provided for his bride. The writer says, "Thus says the Lord, I remember the devotion of your youth, your love as a bride, how you followed me in the wilderness, in a land not sown. Israel was holy to the Lord, the first fruits of his harvest." Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. However, the relationship changed as Israel took the blessings from God for granted. They saw these blessings as a right, and in their unfaithfulness, forgot the goodness and love of God, and went after the gods of their neighbors. God questions the reason for their unfaithfulness. Thus says the Lord, what wrong did your ancestors find in me, that they went far from me and went after worthless things and became worthless themselves? Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 5. The people quickly forgot that it was God who delivered them from slavery, who led them through the wilderness for 40 years. They forgot that God brought them to the land of Canaan, a land of plenty, a land of great wealth. They quickly forgot that it was God who established them in that land of promise. They quickly forgot that God provided leaders who kept them focused on the covenant, and they were attracted to the lifeless, worthless, idol gods of their neighbors. The Lord is surprised that Israel, God's people, could exchange her God, who actually took care of the nation, for gods who could do nothing for them. Gods who had eyes and could not see, ears and could not hear, and a mouth and could not speak. This movement did not make sense. And what was more startling was that it had taken place all over the nation, from east to west. God laments, but my people have changed their glory for something that does not profit. Be appalled, O heavens, at this. Be shocked, be utterly desolate, says the Lord. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and dug out cisterns for themselves, cracked cisterns that can hold no water. Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 11 and 13. The people of God's first evil was to forsake God. This was not only disloyal and ungrateful, but it was foolish. After all the good things God had done for them, they turned to gods who could do nothing. They would forsake the living God who gave them a never-ending supply of the essentials of life for gods who could do nothing for them. When we are possessed by evil, good sense deserts us. The people would forsake the fountain of fresh, clean, cool water for water from broken cisterns, water that would be brackish, contaminated with bacteria, and hot with the heat of the day. When we desert God, we make questionable choices that work against our best interests. When we desert God, we lose our focus as the people of God, and we become inward-looking, self-centered, arrogant, and ignorant persons who are uncaring, unloving, and without any care and concern for others. We forget God's goodness, and we credit ourselves for our perceived success and false progress. This week, as a nation, we celebrate 60 years of independence. Today, we had the climax of our year's celebration of 150 years as a diocese in Trinidad and Tobago. This is an opportune time as a nation and as a church to look at ourselves and determine our level of faithfulness to God, the God who sustained us as a nation and as a church, the God who has always been faithful to us, the God who has given us this land full of natural resources and gifted, creative people, the God who continues to protect us from serious natural disasters, the God who has brought us together to demonstrate that people from different backgrounds can live together in peace, unity, and love. To what extent are we like Israel in the days of Jeremiah, taking our relationship with God for granted? To what extent are we worshiping the gods of the world? Greed, envy, power, wealth, gods which can only lead to our destruction and death. The writer of the book of Hebrews invites us to turn to God in Christ and allow the Spirit of God to transform and direct our lives. The writer exhorts us to let mutual love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers. Remember those in prison as though you were in prison. Remember those who are being tortured as though you were being tortured. Let marriage be held in honor by all. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. For he has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me? Hebrews 13, verses 1 to 6. The writer of the letter to the Hebrews ends with an affirmation of the constancy of Jesus and therefore the faithfulness of God. The writer affirms that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. We can trust God to be faithful as God calls us to faithfulness. Faithfulness as a church and faithfulness as a nation today and in the future. May God bless us as we commit to faithfulness in God's service. Amen. Let us pray. God of abiding mercy, we will rejoice in you. Generous God, you draw us deeper into your love and our hearts resound in your praise. Fill your church with your bountiful goodness, that we may reach out to touch those beyond our usual gaze. Make us hospitable, welcoming all as if your son. God of abiding mercy, we will rejoice in you. Generous God, you exalt those regarded as lowly and humble those used to worldly honor. Save all in high office from becoming contemptuous of the people they serve. Train us in the humility that respects and furthers the common good. God of abiding mercy, we will rejoice in you. Generous God, you share your bread with sinners and pilgrims equally, that all may grow in the likeness of your Son. We pray for all with whom we share in this banquet of your grace. Increase the bonds that unite us in your fellowship. God of abiding mercy, we will rejoice in you. Generous God, you promise that you will never forsake your people. Be with all who feel shrouded in the darkness of fear, all anxious about what the future will hold, whose illness brings them close to despair. May your light shine in the dark places. God of abiding mercy, we will rejoice in you. Generous God, we praise and bless you for your eternal mercy. In this faith, we remember with love all who have died. May we all come to hear you invite us into your nearest presence. God of abiding mercy, we will rejoice in you. Almighty God, who has ordained that men should serve you in serving one another by their labors, have regard, we pray, to this nation, oppressed at this time by many burdens. Grant to its citizens grace to work together with honest and faithful hearts, each caring for the good of all and seeking first your kingdom and its righteousness, that they may have added to them all things needed for their daily sustenance and the common good, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And as our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn CPWI 499, Their Lord and Father of Mankind. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the costs, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ sanctify us and keep us from all evil. May he drive far from us all hurtful things and purify both our souls and bodies. May he bind us to himself by the bond of love, and may his peace abound in our hearts. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon us and remain with us this night and always. We have the national anthem of the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago, played by Shaquille Noel of the St. Margaret Boys Anglican School Steel Orchestra. Again, I apologize for our late edition of Reflection, but we remind ourselves that the COVID is still with us, and therefore we need to continue to wash our hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. We should continue to wear our masks, especially when we find ourselves in crowded places, and we should try as far as possible to keep our distance. I hope that you will have a very pleasant and reflective Independence holiday, and we continue to pray that God will bless our nation.